From where?
Mumble, mumble, something that sounded like Cornwall.
How many times removed?
No, that couldn't have been eight that she heard.
And he left me what?
Belle's hands clapped together. How delightful! Dunford had just come into an unexpected inheritance. She rather hoped it was something good. One of her friends had just unwillingly inherited 37 cats. The rest of the conversation was impossible to decipher. After a few minutes, the two men emerged and shook hands. Leverett shoved a few papers into his case and said,
"I'll have the rest of the documents sent over as soon as possible. We'll need your signature, of course."
"Of course."
Leverett nodded and exited the room. "Well?" Belle demanded. Dunford blinked a few times, as if he still couldn't quite believe what he'd just heard.
"I seem to have inherited a barony."
"A barony? Goodness, I'm not going to have to call you Lord Dunford now, am I?" He rolled his eyes.
"When was the last time I called you Lady Blackwood?"
"Not 10 minutes ago," she pointed out pertly, "when you introduced me to Mr. Leverett."
"Touché, Belle."
He sank down onto the sofa, not even waiting for her to seat herself first.
"I suppose you may call me Lord Stannage."
"Lord Stannage," she murmured. "How perfectly distinguished. William Dunford, Lord Stannage." She smiled devilishly. "It is William, isn't it?" Dunford snorted. He was so rarely called by his first name that they had a long-running joke that she couldn't remember it.
"I asked my mother," he finally replied. "She said she thinks it's William."
"Who died?" Belle asked baldly.
"Ever brimming with tact and refinement, my dear Arabella."
"Well, you obviously cannot be grieving overmuch over the loss of your, distant relative, since you didn't even know of his existence until now."
"A cousin. An eighth cousin, to be exact."
"And they couldn't find anyone more closely related?" she asked disbelievingly. "Not that I begrudge you your good fortune, of course, but it is quite a stretch."
"We seem to be a family of fillies."
"Nicely put," she muttered sarcastically.
"Metaphors aside," he said, ignoring her jibe, "I am now in possession of a title and a small estate in Cornwall."
So she had heard correctly. "Have you ever been to Cornwall?"
"Never. Have you?"
She shook her head. "I hear it's quite dramatic. Cliffs and crashing waves and all that. Very uncivilized."
"How uncivilized could it be, Belle? This is England, after all."
She shrugged. "Are you going to go down for a visit?"
"I suppose I must."
He tapped his finger against his thigh.
"Uncivilized, you say? I'll probably adore it."
"I hope he hates it here," Henrietta Barrett said, taking a vicious bite of her apple. "I hope he really hates it."
Now, Henry," Mrs. Simpson, the housekeeper of Stannage Park, said with a cluck. "That isn't very charitable of you."
"I'm not feeling terribly charitable at the moment. I've put a lot of work into Stannage Park." Henry's eyes glowed wistfully. She had lived here in Cornwall since the age of 8, when her parents had been killed in a carriage accident in their hometown of Manchester, leaving her orphaned and penniless. Viola, the late Baron's late wife, had been her grandmother's cousin and graciously agreed to take her in. Henry had immediately fallen in love with Stannage Park.